Probably just remove this number from the meeting, and then we'll call you back.
Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, that's great. Okay, and I heard you say that there is somebody for public testimony, so you guys are good to start. Thanks for waiting.
Great.
Okay, no problem, Danae.
Thank you.
Will, go ahead.
I'm going to be
Thank
on
you.
Mute.
Roger that. Okay, well, go ahead and call the meeting to order on May 26th for the Alaska Redistricting Board. We apologize for the delay. There were some technical difficulties in getting the bridge online with everybody else. So we're starting a few minutes late. It's 2:23. And Peter, I would like you to have a roll call to establish that we have a quorum present, please.
Nicole Baromeo?
Here.
This meeting is being recorded and or transcribed.
Here.
Bethany Markham?
Here.
Doug Simpson?
Here.
And John Binkley's present. All present accounted for.
Thank you. We have a full board with us today for our meeting. The agenda, draft agenda, has been presented and sent out to everybody. I would just like one change in item five. I hate to say it, but I've not had a chance to thoroughly read all of the minutes from the past meetings, and I really like to read those carefully. And so with the if the board would indulge me, I would like to hold off adoption of the minutes until our next meeting, just to make sure I've fully read all of those through thoroughly.
I'll go ahead and make that motion to modify.
Yes, Nicole.
I'll second it.
Okay, thank you. So there's a motion before us to modify the draft agenda to eliminate item five for this meeting. And is there discussion on the motion to amend the agenda? Bud?
Mr. Chair, this isn't on exactly the subject of amending, but since we're on the minutes, I'd like to offer another suggestion as to the form of the minutes, since we'll get them again for the next meeting, and that is to add a footer to each page that says something like ARB and the date and then the page number, like page 1 of 3 or 2 of 5 or whatever. That would make it, I'm just looking at the whole stack of minutes that we have here, it would be a lot easier to go to a certain page if we could see that as a footer on the bottom. So just a friendly suggestion.
Okay, I don't know that, appreciate that, Bud, and I agree with that. I don't know that we need to make that a part of the motion, really, in terms of adopting the agenda, but I think staff maybe has got the message on that, and I would certainly concur and would hope other board members would as well, so it's a little easier to go through those. Any further discussion on the motion to amend the agenda? Any objection to the motion to amend? Hearing none, the agenda is amended, and now I'd like to ask for a motion to adopt the agenda as amended.
This is Melanie. I make the motion to adopt the agenda as amended.
Is there a second?
Nicole, second.
Okay, seconded by Nicole. We have before us a motion to adopt the agenda as amended. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the amended agenda is adopted, and we have before us the first item, as we hope to always have, is public testimony. Anybody from the public who wishes to testify before the board, whether it's on a specific topic or item on the agenda or not, we're always happy to hear from the public. And I do show at this point one member from the public who has requested to testify, and that is former Senator Kathy Giesel. And I would like to welcome you, Senator. to the board and give you the opportunity for testimony before us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon, board members. For the record, my name is Kathy, E-A-T-H-Y, Giesel, G-I-E-S-S-E-L. I'm calling in today on behalf of myself, and I'm here in Anchorage. At the last board meeting, this board decided to proceed with securing a Voting Rights Act specialist, and I want to thank the board for being proactive in proceeding with that procurement. I have concerns about the differential privacy manipulation that the Census Board is doing with the data. I'm very concerned that it could distort unfairly Alaska's data. And I think your proactive securing of a Voting Rights Act specialist will be very helpful to you in identifying any aberrations or distortion in the data that you receive. All of you are so such a great representation of people knowledgeable about our state, and I think you will be able to see those distortions, but the Voting Rights Act specialist will be very helpful in confirming those kinds of things. So I just wanted to thank you. I thank you for the great work and let you know that there are some of us out there that are listening to you at these meetings. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Well, thank you, Senator. We really appreciate your words of encouragement and also bringing out that point about the data and making certain that it isn't distorted so that we are in compliance with the Voting Rights Act. And we miss you down there in Juneau right now, Kathy, so hopefully someday you'll be back there and with all your experiencing and helping pull things to a close down there. So, again, thank you for your testimony. Any questions of Senator Giesel from board members or comments?
Mr. Chairman, I just have a quick comment.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you. I wanted to thank Senator Giesel for appointing John Binkley to the board. He has been a phenomenal chair so far, and he's really going to be picking up the lead oar here. So thank you very much for that appointment. And I also want to make mention that I sit on the National Advisory Committee for the Census on Race, Ethnicity, and Other Populations. Differential policy has been a major concern for us in our meetings ever since the disclosure avoidance system was invented. We're particularly concerned that the Alaska Native American Indian table is going to have significant impacts that is likely to violate the trust relationship and the federal funding methodology that flows from that. So we're watching this on a national level as well. And thank you for being engaged and are one of our first folks to call in and testify publicly.
Well, thank you for that. And I'm so glad to hear that you're engaged in following that at the source location, because that's my concern, too, that the data will be unfairly distorted. Thank you.
Okay. Any further comments or questions? Okay. Thanks again, Senator Giesel. Appreciate it.
Oh, that might have been muted. Danae, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Perfect. Sorry about that. We're not sure what happened.
No worries.
We are good to go, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Peter, we're back online. I again apologize for the little glitch. We were offline there for just a few moments and back on again. So, Peter, if you could give us a little run-up to item six on the agenda, which is before us now.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So for members of the public who may be listening, the board issued a request for information and a request for potential Voting Rights Act consultants to respond to the board to tell us about their qualifications and their experience. And that RFI was on the street for about 3 weeks, and we received three responses that appeared to be substantially qualified for the job. And we've coordinated with those respondents to interview them during today's meeting. And, Mr. Chair, the staff recommends the board proceed with the interviews in executive session. And there are two statutory provisions which guide our recommendation. Section 195 of the board's adopted procurement code requires that we maintain bidder responses as confidential information until a vendor is chosen. Now, once a vendor is chosen, we'll provide the RFI responses to anyone who requests them. But until then, they are to be maintained confidentially, and that's to protect the integrity of the competitive process by not letting other vendors see or hear what their competition is saying or what their pricing structure is. So because of that, the Open Meetings Act and Alaska Statute 4462.310 provides in Section C3 that executive session may be used for matters which by law are required to be confidential. And so therefore, executive session is authorized in this case. Furthermore, Section C2 provides that executive session may be used when considering subjects that tend to prejudice the reputation or character of a person. And since we'll be interviewing candidates and asking questions about their qualifications and maybe comparing how they stack up against one another, persons' reputations will probably be involved, and I would recommend, again, executive session. So for those purposes, we would recommend that you move to go in executive session now, and then we have queued up the first respondent to be interviewed once we're in executive session.
Okay, with that, is there any discussion or questions of Peter on those that topic in terms of the purpose and recommendation to go into executive session for those purposes, specific purposes? If not, the chair would look for a motion to get us into executive session for the specifics that were mentioned, and I see Bud has his hand up.
Mr. Chair, I would move that the board enter executive session for the purpose of interviewing voting rights consultants. This would be under AS 4462.310, exception C4, matters involving consideration of government records that by law are not subject to public disclosure, and I would ask for unanimous consent.
Mr. Chair, I second that motion, but I also want to let you know that I've received a text message from somebody who was listening in 4 minutes ago saying that the audio has dropped on our meeting.
That was the – we did have a second, and we did stop the meeting. For members of the public, we did want to make sure that they know that we caught it as soon as the LAA teleconference dropped off, and we paused the meeting until we returned. So in the brief minute or two that we were offline, there were no discussions, so no members of the public should have missed anything.
Okay, great. I second the motion.
Okay, motion before us and seconded. Is there discussion on the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, we'll go into executive session for the purposes stated. And for
okay, they're live.
Okay, you guys are live. You're good to go.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Danae.
You're
just,
welcome.
Confirming that we're back on the record and that the public does have access to the proceedings here. With that understanding, we'll proceed. We're out of executive session and back into public session, as I mentioned. And the next item on the agenda is board discussion on selection of Voting Rights Act consultant. We would, if there's any discussion, it's appropriate now, members can raise their hand or we can go right into a motion. There's no question. Chair would look for a motion regarding the Voting Rights Act consultant. Bethany?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board enter into a contract with the preferred candidate for Voting Rights Act consulting services, subject to acceptable terms for expert witness testimony, and that the chair, with staff and council assistance, negotiate and execute the contract in a timely manner and a form which best benefits the board.
Okay. Of course, is there a second to the motion?
This is Melanie. I'll second.
Okay. Seconded by Melanie. Is there a discussion on the motion? Does everybody understand the motion? I think it was pretty clear and specific, which is appreciated. No discussion on the motion. Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion is adopted, and staff, council, and myself will negotiate with the preferred candidate, hopefully to come to terms and then report back to the board and make public our choice for the consultant with regards to the Voting Rights Act. That's the last, other than adjournment, the last item on the agenda. Any other item that board members wish to bring up? If not, we'll look for a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved. This is Melanie.
Motion to adjourn, seconded by Bud. Discussion on the motion? Any objections to the motion? Hearing none? The board is adjourned. Thank you all very much. Again, Danae and your staff, thank you. Appreciate all your help.
Thanks, all.
Okay,
thank
take care.
Thank you.